on the roof.
And the metal things that carry the water down off of the roof.
What do they call them again? The eaves?
Eave spout.
There's another name for them, isn't it?
What you use, not what anyone else uses.
Just what I use.
Just
it.
What
you
use. The gutters, you don't say gutters.
Would you say gutters, too?
Gutters, well, or the eaves, too.
What you use mostly, Mrs. Leon, you know. I usually say gutters always myself.
Well, that's what it is, yeah. The gutters. Mm-hmm. The eaves, what's the eaves? That ain't the same.
Straight down, now. Mm-hmm. Eave spout.
You don't have any different word for the ones that go down as opposed to the ones that go across?
Let's see, yeah.
Some people do and some don't.
Pipes would it be? No?
No, fine.
Pipes would be down?
Yeah.
All right. Now, some houses, and especially on farms, they have a little building where they keep the tools, and maybe they used to keep wood in it. Sometimes it'd be a separate little building behind, sometimes it'd be attached right to the house. Do you have any special word where you might keep some tools? If you didn't have a garage.
A tool shed?
Mm-hmm. Well, we got one here. Yeah. We used to keep coal in it, and ever since then it's been the coal shed. So we have tools and screen it, it's the coal shed.
Uh-huh, but we usually say tool shed. Mm-hmm. In this area.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, asked you, did you ever hear of so-and-so, and you say, yes, I have of him. Did you ever hear of him? You say, yes, I have.
I know him. Or
I have, here is the word. You say, did you ever hear of him? You say, yes, I've of him.
I've heard of him.
Right. All right. Somebody asks you, have you done the work? And you say, no, I
haven't finished.
And somebody says, does he do it? And you say, yes, he.
Yeah, what?
Does he do it? And you say, yes, he. What?
Nothing doing, you said?
No. Somebody tells you, does he do it? Somebody asks you a question. Does he do this? And you say, yes, he.
Yes, he does it.
Combinations of consonants and vowels, I'm interested in. Now, a person who doesn't seem to have much ambition in life, you might say, oh, he just doesn't seem to for anything. He doesn't seem to.
Care about it.
Isn't it funny how you just, through this, you know all the words you use, see? And you all use care.
Somebody says, asked you if you've thought about buying Christmas presents. Let's assume it's near Christmas. Somebody asked you, have you thought about buying Christmas presents? And you say, well, I haven't done it, but I've been
thinking about it.
Would you make the whole sentence again, please? Starting with I.
Repeat it.
Just repeat the sentence, please, for me. You said I.
Think about it. Thought about it.
No, I've been thinking about it.
You've been thought
thinking
about it.
No. You said I've been thinking about it.
What?
I've been thinking about it. He wants you to say that over.
I've been thinking about it.
Thinking.
Now, you live here, not in a barn, but in a.
In a house.
usually I work on farm. That makes it easier distinction. And you might say on this block there are 15 of these. 15, what are